For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And, building up, if you will. The Maui Invitational is going to be
the
beast. There's a lot of good teams in that. So Georgia's got the schedule kind of ramping up, if you will. That's what is going on there. So anyway, the Dogs will open up the season November 5th. I believe we have Coach Crean along with us. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
doing well. Thanks for joining us. David Johnston here along with Tyler Head.
How you doing, Coach?
Good, Tyler. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking a few minutes. How's your summer been so far, Coach?
It's been good. It's been busy, but you cannot beat this weather. And so I never, ever have a complaint. No matter how busy it is, you're either going outside and it's 90, it's 80, or it's a high 70s and a little breeze when you leave. So the breeze being light, but I love it. So summer's been good. We've been extremely fortunate to have a lot of time with our team, and the way the rules are laid out and the way the 8 weeks are that we get to work with them and get to see them pretty much every day and be a part of their lives as they're gaining their foothold in college as far as for the freshmen and to be with the few returners that we have. So it's been good.
How much better is it now? You mentioned the 8 weeks and what you can do with the players, and I saw Jordan Harris is your latest dog of the week. How much better are the rules now for the off-season conditioning and workouts and everything like that?
Oh, they're exponentially better, because in the past you used to get 8 hours a week, but only two of it could be basketball. And now you can have up to four of it be basketball, and that makes a huge difference. So we can work out 5 days a week and have one day where we go an hour and have 4 days where we go 45 minutes, or we can break the days up over 4 days and get an hour. And one thing that we'll do a lot right now is we'll take a group of six, we'll go 30 minutes, we'll put the whole group together then inside for another 30 minutes, and then the eight that didn't go inside of that first group, now we'll do something there. And so you get it. You get a lot of hands-on individual work, and at the same time you get some team work. But bottom line is anything you put them in, as long as they're getting better, you feel good about it. And to have more time to do that is great.
Now, Coach, we're 110 days away from the first game against Western Carolina. After that, you play the Citadel. Then you really hit the ground running with the Maui Invitational. A lot of good teams there. How does one of these opening tournaments at the beginning of the season really change your preparation as far as preparing for the season as opposed to a normal non-conference slate of maybe some opponents that aren't as tough?
Well, I think it's a mindset thing for the players. It's constant. You can remind them, but they know too. And you start to talk about the names, and now that the schedule's out, it even makes it more clear for them. And so I think there's the excitement level there. You can be maybe in a little bit of a lull in a workout or somebody's struggling a little bit, or you want to turn it up and you throw that out there. And I think that helps. And I think it just all goes into getting it in their head that you've really got to be good at everything you do because of how quick the season comes with some of the best teams in the country.
Well, the players obviously, hey, we're getting to go to Hawaii, we're getting to go to Maui, but you know the fans, they see it as, hey, we're getting potentially a chance to play a Michigan State, certainly opening up with a tough team like Dayton in that field. There's Kansas and UCLA on the other side. I mean, it really looks, it works for everybody. Did you inherit this, or was this put together after you came to Athens?
No, we inherited this.
Okay.
This is. You know, through the previous staff is where this came from. So, and it's great. I think but for a coach, it's a very nerve-wracking thing. I mean, I've been there. I mean, it's an incredibly intense 3 days. And certainly you're in one of the great places in the world, but it's still intense. And My son, Riley, is in our office a lot when he's not training and things like that for baseball, and he's been really watching Dayton, and he's starting to tell me how good they look. So that's something that I'll get into more in August with some of our pre-season preparation. But we already knew that they were going to be a really good team. They've got a lot of veterans back, and certainly they're a formidable foe all the way across the board. Then that doesn't even count what you get with Virginia Tech and with Michigan State on the other side. But to me, when you get into these type of environments, it is such a test of mental toughness and physical endurance. And so you've got to be able to create as many situations as you can organically and, you know, creating them throughout your preseason. You know, and how they go through conditioning, how they finish conditioning. Sean Hayes has done an incredible job for us in the spring and summer of creating finishes to what we do. You know, we'll lift weights, we'll go through our workout program, and then there'll be something, there's a real strain to the finish. And it's an individual strain, but it's got to be a team building, shared adversity type of thing that they've got to be able to help each other, encourage each other to get through and help each other get through. And that's what we do in our conditioning as well. And that's what you want in your workouts. And that mental strain and that physical strain that you've got to go through that pushes you above and beyond, you just want to keep building those up so that it becomes part of who they are when they get into the season, and especially a little bit earlier this year because of what we'll see in Maui.
Talking with Georgia basketball coach Tom Crean entering year number two. All right, I know we had even talked about this before you had coached a game here about the Tech game and how we've had trouble figuring out a good place to put it on the schedule. I like this Wednesday game before Texas A&M in football. What was the thought, or how did y'all come to the agreement of having this game on a Wednesday night here in Athens? It's before the football game, obviously. The students, I guess, will still be in town. It looks like it's got a chance to be really, really fun and a great crowd.
Well, I think the biggest thing was not as much the day or even necessarily the date, but the fact that the students should really be a part of it and that you want it to be at a time where it's even a little bit more of a happening. And I think, again, when you've got it student-driven on both ends of the spectrum, I think that's the biggest difference. So to me, that was the most important thing. I mean, I know it's a huge part of Georgia basketball tradition, and so you want everybody to share in it as much as they possibly can.
Now, sticking on the topic of non-conference basketball, right before you start at SEC play, you'll be on the road at Memphis. We know they're a very good team. How much do you like the fact that you'll get to play this team at the end of non-conference and lead right into conference play afterwards?
Well, I think this goes to show where the program is this year, and that's just one of those made-for-TV type of events. You know, it's the opening day, I believe, of SEC league play, but we're going to be the featured game inside of it nationally. And I think when you've got something like that, that makes a huge difference. But they're going to be really good. I mean, there is no doubt about that. They've got enormous talent. They'll be one of the most physically talented teams that's in the country. I mean, literally. And I know they're going to be very young, but at the same time, that level of talent. Hold on one second.
I love it.
But that's the biggest thing I think with them is when you play a team like that in that environment, it'll be packed, it'll be sold out. I coached against Memphis when I was in Conference USA with Marquette, so I know what that venue can be like. That's a real challenge. That will be as tough of a environment. You can put that up into a Kentucky environment, you could put that up into an Auburn environment. That's the kind of environment that'll be on a day like that for us.
By the way, today's Penny Hardaway's 48th birthday, if you want to shoot him a note. But
how old is he?
He's 48.
48, man. I didn't realize that. Well, it didn't seem like that long ago he was doing the little Penny commercial.
I know. That's what we talked about earlier. It's incredible. It really is. All right, everybody wants an update on Mr. Edwards, Ant-Man. What can you give us on him?
He's been having an excellent summer. He really has. I mean, he just continues to get better. His work ethic has been fantastic. He's integrated himself with his teammates in a huge way, and I think that's really, really important. I mean, we have 9 new guys out there. When you look at the 7 newcomers and the 2 young walk-ons that we have that are a part of this, and only 5 returners. You know, that's the thing that is such a difference for us. You know, we're still actively recruiting. I mean, we could potentially sign somebody for next season yet. I mean, that's why this is different. I mean, losing Nick was such a huge blow to us, and a great thing for him, no doubt about that, but a huge blow for us because of the versatility and things that he brought. The fact that he could do so much. And when you got a guy like that that's got that kind of ability to change the game the way Nick could, it really affects your inside play. I mean, so we're definitely still active in that area if something could potentially work out for us. But in the case of Anthony, he changes the game because of that explosion, that speed, that strength. And now we're continuing to try to add to him what he's going to need to be successful here. And he's a very willing participant in that. And just a tremendous natural athlete. The first day we tested vertical jump, which would have probably been the second week that we were here, he tested at a 42-inch vertical with really no training. And so you're talking about just a special level of athlete. And I'm sure that's even increased since now because we've had a very good off-season or summer training program so far.
Coach, before we let you go, a stat that you threw out at us before the season started last year, it was one that I thought was intriguing, and I don't remember what you called it, but it was a goal, I don't know how many times a game, to get 3 straight possessions where you scored a basket, and then on defense, was it 3 straight possessions where you stopped?
Three stops in a row.
Yeah,
stops in a row. When you can get 3 stops in a row,
yeah,
or you can get 3 scores in a row, the number for 3 stops in a row, when you get it 7 times in a game, it's really, really hard to lose. It really is. You got to have some other things go right as well.
Right.
But when you get 3 stops in a row 7 times in a game, your winning percentage is really, really high.
So how much more does Georgia need to improve in that stat to get it where you want it to be?
Oh, we've just got it. That's a consistency stat. Right? It's a consistency stat. It's a mental toughness stat. We just got 2 stops in a row, and now we got to really bear down and get this stop. And I think that's part of it. But the things that go into that certainly are communication, you know, being in the right position, starting with getting back in transition. But for us, things like that, scoring 3 times in a row, those things are really huge. But the thing that we cannot do is give the ball back to the other team the way that we did last year. I mean, there's no the Texas game was such an anomaly. To win that game the way that we did with 98 points, to shoot the way that we did, and to have 26 turnovers. You know, one of the most unique games I've ever been a part of. We can't give up points like that. We can't give up turnovers like that. Our turnover ratio of turnovers that we committed versus turnovers that we caused wasn't even close. And I'll give you an example. If we're at 15.8 turnovers a game and we're only creating a little bit over 10, all right, that's a bad deal. The better teams in this league, the teams that sustain in this league over, I did this research on a last 5-year study, or no, last 4-year study on the top 5 teams each year in the league. And really it was sitting around a +3 where teams would create 3 more turnovers than they would commit. It wasn't necessarily the assist turnover ratio. It was the fact that they were creating more turnovers defensively than they were committing offensively, and it made a huge difference. And so that's going to be big for us. But the thing for me right now that concerns me as much as anything, especially with losing Derek, losing Nick, is that everybody in this league rebounds the ball. When we're in the Big Ten, when we were in the Big East, there were some teams that rebounded, some teams that weren't as good. And you could really create an edge for yourself on the rebounding side. In this league, you can't create an edge because everybody rebounds. So you've got to be able to create edges different ways. And those are the things that they're not as imperative that we get that down now. It's imperative that we get that down when we get back to school and as we start practice in the fall. So those are things that keep me up late at night and wake me up about 5:30 in the morning and can't go back to sleep for a while. So
I don't get the feeling sleep a whole lot anyway.
Kidding. Well, I try to. I got to, you know, but I wake up and it's just your mind starts racing on all these different things, and it just. But that's what drives you, right? You got to keep coming up with the ways that we're going to be an extremely young team, extremely young. And we have five returning players in a league that lost some good players, obviously, but some of these better teams have gotten older, too. So we're just going to have to deal with it, and that's why us being able to be collectively good and tough and understand how you win in this league. And before you learn how to win, you got to learn what caused you to lose and eliminate those things as much as possible, and then we have a chance to get better.
Great analysis, Coach. We love talking to you. I love the deep dives into the stats. I think that stuff's interesting, and it definitely puts a lot of things in perspective. And like you said, ultimately, less turnovers, the better you're going to do. I think it's one of the big things there for next year.
Well, and the fans of the area, and certainly the community of UGA and the area of Athens, Atlanta, the state, they're going to have a chance to watch us grow, not even when we play the games, but with we'll have Stegmania, which will be on October 11th. I'm going to do more open scrimmages this year. Certainly we're going to have some things special for the students. I want to do even more for our former players in Letterman. We had a really good visit with Sean Golden the other day to talk about some things we can do there. You know, and getting into year two now, you have a better feel for how things are. And now you want to really take the next step, not only in your team, but in other areas with the fans. And so I want the fans to really get excited that they're going to have a chance to see us during this fall, too. It's going to be a fantastic fall season. Obviously, football practice is right around the corner. The other sports that are playing in the fall are there. But we're going to definitely create some time where people can come and see and watch this team, because we're really, really going to need them help to help us get into some environments where – we know how to play in front of crowds. We know how to play in front of fans. But at the same time, I want all the fans, the students, to feel an interaction and feel a connection with this team, because it's going to be imperative, and that's what we're going to need to have during the season.
Coach, thank you very much. We'll catch you again soon. Have a great rest of the summer, and already looking forward to the season. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Georgia Thanks, basketball coach Tom Crean. I'm ready to go now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.